This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
So we're back and we're giving stuff away because people seem to like it when we give things away. Caller 6, 7, and 8 to The Score contest line. 312-540-0670. They will win a pair of tickets to see Molly and Haw to do their show live on Friday, May 16th at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. Be a part of a studio audience as they get you set for the start of the Crosstown Series with special guests and plenty of Cubs Sox chatter. Plus, popcorn will be provided by Nuts on Clark. That's Friday, May 16th. It's all brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois through it all. 312-540-0670. Caller 6, 7, and 8 right now. Speaking of Cubs and Sox and a guy who's made an error for both of them in the same month, you have some news on Gage Workman?
Do you want to tell yourself?
No, I'll let you do it.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
The White Sox posted this on X prior to today's series finale against Milwaukee. The Chicago White Sox reinstated rookie infielder Chase Mydroth from the 10-day injured list. That's good. But they placed infielder Gage Workman on the 10-day injured list with a right hip flexor strain.
What did you say, Layla? He's a real White Sox now? Is that what you said?
Congratulations, Gage Workman. You're one of us now.
Hopefully he's back in time for the series we just...
You want to be the Cubs? You unfortunately have a right hip flexor strain.
Hopefully he's back
Welcome
by then.
Welcome to my team.
He could be back by then, right? That's like 20-something days from now.
Yeah. Oh, Crosstown, what
yeah.
you just said?
He wants to beat the Cubs. He's got to be on the field to beat them, right?
Can you be like, hey, Gage, I know your name is Tater and all, but how do you feel about popcorn?
Listen, man.
Get yourself ready by Crosstown.
No one in this city is
pulling Do it for us.
For Gage Tater Workman as hard as I am, because I am a huge Rule 5 fan. I like the idea that this guy had never played above AA and he was getting a shot. He has not done particularly well with the opportunity that's been given him, but there's still time.
You know, listen, you impress people at the right time, answering the call when you're supposed to with your bat and coming through as a Rule 5 guy. That's going to earn you a lot of, I think, goodwill. So I don't mind that at all. Again, I don't mind the Sox picking up players like this. I really like the fact that they brought up Chase Mydroth. So not in this move, obviously. He was already there. But the point is, bring him up.
Do you want to know the starting lineup for today's game that's going to happen at 11:35?
I do. Who's the Cubs lineup?
Okay, so leading off, we got Ian Happ playing left field, Kyle Tucker in right field, Seiya Suzuki DHing and batting third. Cleanup, it's Michael Busch playing first base. In the five hole, it's Nico Horner playing second base. Pete Curl Armstrong will bat sixth in this lineup, playing center field. Miguel Amaya will bat seventh and play catcher. Dansby Swanson will bat eighth and play shortstop. And Nicky Lopez holds it down in the nine hole as your third baseman. They went with the best defense available, I believe, in that BDA, defense available.
I like it. I like where you're going with this. Unfortunately, there's something that we need to touch on ahead of this game that we didn't earlier. And it was a piece of news that Craig Counsell gave the afternoon show yesterday.
It's bad news.
I immediately texted you guys with sadness.
It's not great.
When Javier Assad is going to the 60-day injured list, that is a problem. I know Tommy Hottovy touched on it earlier this morning with Molly and Hoff. You missed it. That was at 7:25. You can go to the Odyssey app, check out the chapters, and that's where you will find it. But man, I was hoping that he would be a part of the solution to the Justin Steele problem.
Well, so far, the guy who's taken the mound today has been the solution to the Justin Steele problem.
He's been part of it.
He's done very well in the rotation since being elevated from swing man in the bullpen to now rotation piece. And now Chris Flexen takes his spot as the new Colin Ray. Hopefully he'll pitch as well as Colin Ray, who has a 0.96 ERA.
And Chris Flexen, to his credit, like if there was ever a time where pitcher win-loss record from the previous year meant nothing.
Well, yeah, he pitched for the White Sox. So,
right,
yes.
But point being, I think he is a serviceable arm in all of this. I was just hoping there was better news on Assad, because theoretically he comes up and he can be that role in the bullpen again, similar to what we had seen, where he will start occasionally. He will be that guy who can eat some innings. But this is, it's unfortunate for sure. You know, especially when I feel like he had made some strides after the World Baseball Classic, for example. Like, you felt like there was real sustained progress there. Just upsetting.
So you're not holding Chris Flexen's 3-15 record a year ago against him, is what you're saying?
I'm not, actually.
Yeah.
I am not.
What about the 1.519 whip? 1.519 whip.
That's unfortunately something that you have to talk about. But yeah. Given the, and especially with the Cubs bullpen specifically having such walk issues, it's still, like I said, I was hoping Assad would be part of that solution for Justin Steele's absence, but you need arms and you need guys who know how to pitch a lot of innings out of a pen. So he'll now be a part of this.
The good news for Flexen is he was putting up outstanding numbers, albeit in AAA. What he's done this season, 5 starts, a 1.16 ERA, a whip that you can handle, Layla, 1.157.
Yeah, you're facing completely different hitters.
I know, but it's something. It's something, okay? Sometimes you just have to reach out and grab something, okay?
That's so true. This segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. You can save on dental implants today.
I can't believe this show is almost over. It feels like it was a blur, but I'm glad we got to do 5 on it. I really am. And I'm glad that that's a thing that we're doing at noon every day, because I think people will get excited about that. It's a little sports, a little not sports, it's a little just let's have fun.
It is. It's a potpourri, if you will. Kind of like the Jeopardy category.
Okay.
Potpourri.
Is Jeopardy your favorite game show?
Probably.
Wow.
Wheel of Fortune might be up there.
Yeah, give me the feud.
Family Feud.
Give me the feud.
The answers at the end are always a real wild card.
I love it. I'll get you, me and let me pick my partner. We're getting the 200 points.
Like, you know, a question can be like, name something you put in a water bottle. And
water.
Somebody will go, gasoline. And you're
no!
like, wait, what?
No.
Why did you answer that? You needed 2 points to win and now you have 0.
Layla, you can be my partner.
I think we would do okay.
Like, we're going to
probably know the survey says
answers. I think we could do well. Yeah.
Or they'll
be
like, name an eye color, and somebody will say, gray. And I'm like, what? That's not the top 4 eye colors. Like, why was that your answer?
Brown would have been number 1 answer.
Right. You get disappointed in people on the feud. That's the issue. And
they clam up in the moment.
And I'm like, that's your answer with $20,000 on the line or whatever?
And understand, your family's going to come at your neck if you give a dumb answer for the rest of your life, because that's your family. You can't avoid them.
Name an eye color. Purple. No. That's Elizabeth Taylor and nobody else. Why was that your answer?